Hello, everyone, and welcome to another installment of 10 Minutes with AY. I'm your host, AY, and today I am joined by
me,
my very special wife, Hoodie.
Oh, thank you. Hi, everybody, and it feels really good to be back, actually.
You know what I figured you sound like on this podcast?
What? I'm so excited.
You know when I'm talking to like a friend and the voice notes, and like you hear their wife on the voice note?
Yeah, that's always me.
Right, exactly. So you're like...
I'm that wife.
This podcast is now like a voice note of mine, and you're...
So shall we call it 10 minutes of...
10 minutes of...
Voice note.
10 minutes of an AY voice note with his wife.
Happens to be your podcast does sound... Or your voice notes sound like your podcast?
Right. My voice notes are short podcasts, actually.
Well, they're not that short. They're kind of like 10 minutes. 10 minutes with AY.
10 minutes with AY every time I want to say something.
Pretty much.
Yeah, but today we're brought to you by my very good friend, Dr. Schwimmer. Schwimmer and Slavic in Point Pleasant, New Jersey. I've gotten to know Yossi Schwimmer as my dentist. But also, we became friendly. He's a great guy. He sends me clips and funny stuff. We send each other things. He's a follower on Twitter. We schmooze. Let me just tell you, he's a really good dentist. I've gone to him. I've sent people to him. I think, what's his name? Awkward Bacher or Greenspan, wherever you know him by, he goes to him now. He's really good. You should call him up, 732-899-3363. He's in Point Pleasant, New Jersey. He's an amazing dentist. And, yeah, I mean, you can't really go wrong. I mean, you've probably been going wrong at the dentist you've been going to till now. And Pesach is coming. And
apparently you need nice teeth for Pesach.
Because you need to be able to eat the matzah.
Oh, right. No.
Oh, yeah. Obviously. Right. Of course. You know, when you're biting into matzah and
thinking, you know, like people who go to hotels and they have to like buy a whole new wardrobe.
Or like when you're showing off to like everyone else in Orlando. Nice.
Exactly.
Like you do that red carpet walk down your steps on like the first night of Pesach and like... And like there's like background music from Disney and like it's like a staged thing.
Right.
I made that up. I have no idea. We're both not in from Orlando. We both don't go to Orlando, but I could picture this. I picture everyone like leaving their houses on like the first night of Yom Tov, dressed to kill.
What? Okay. How do you picture?
And also the people who are stranded without houses.
Yes, exactly what I was going.
They have to get dressed to kill in their cars, I guess, that they rented.
That's terrible.
It's really mean. I really,
this is so mean.
I really feel bad, and I'm gonna get flagged for it because I joked about it on Twitter, and I said
you sound how, like upset about it.
Upset about what? People going to Orlando?
I don't know. Are you upset that you don't get to go to Orlando?
I think deep down, I think anyone who's like secretly, anyone who's
excited,
everyone's that secretly excited, but everyone gets so like excited about it because we all just really want to be there.
I mean, not the people that are. I mean, come not on,
we
houses,
right, right. We want to be in Orlando. I think that's what it is. We want to be there, part of this whole.
We
thing.
We want to be the part of the family that put down $25,000 over.
Right, right. We don't want to be stranded. No, we don't want to be stranded. And I really feel terrible. If you are stranded, please don't get me wrong here. I've said this in the past with other things I've spoken about that can get me in trouble. I really do feel bad.
I feel so
terrible.
Bad.
My heart goes out.
It hurts.
To you.
If it
you,
actually hurts.
It really
sometimes.
Hurts. Are you okay? Do you need Dr. Schwimmer?
I could use him because my heart hurts.
Okay. I don't know what's going on. Wrong field.
Profession,
wrong field.
Yeah.
But
all right.
He could probably, you know, you could probably talk to him also and he can help you out.
With my heart.
I don't know. But no, at the end of the day, it's hard. You know, I feel bad for anyone.
But really, it is. It's very, very sad if any of you guys need a place not in Orlando.
Come to West Palm Beach.
Or Passaic,
Clifton. No, we're gonna be in West Palm Beach, which is
very exciting.
Nursing home south.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's very exciting. We have a good time there.
It is. Century Village. I actually really enjoy it.
Those who know Century Village and know that place love it. And we do. We really, really do.
I mean, okay, we don't have anything to compare to.
Right, right.
But
really
Florida's
can't compare
Florida,
to Orlando
and
because.
It's nice.
It's still Florida. It's still nice. And we are probably going to end up in Orlando on Homemade.
And and Dress to Kill is a whole new meaning there.
Dress to
Has
Kill?
A whole new
like,
meaning.
If you get dressed, you're ready. You might kill some old people. What are you
That's
about?
What literally runs
Oh, you have to be careful because if you go outside, dress to kill, you might have COVID. And
I don't know
what's going on here. But anyways, yeah, I guess that's the Florida discussion. There are like hundreds of thousands of people going. It's going to be crazy. Like, there... Do you remember when we went to that random park in And there were like Hasidim there?
No.
Was it? In...
What are you talking about?
No, like there were Hasidim in that safari, and they're just like, it's the packed with Jews. The Jews find everywhere, every single patch of grass.
Okay, you sound angry now.
I'm not angry.
Oh, okay.
Every people misconceptioned me. I'm not angry.
I don't think anyone misconceptions you.
People do. I'm not angry. This is my way of talking. It's called a rant. It's just letting it out.
Got it.
But every single blade of grass in Florida, this Chol HaMoed, will be covered. You might think you found some random park or like, oh, no one's going to be there. I promise you, there will be people there. It's basically like Chol HaMoed in like the tri-state area, but everyone is now in Florida.
So my question is, why don't a bunch of Jews just move to Orlando, like live there and like make a community?
This is something we do as Jews. We find a place we like and we're like, we gotta live there all year round.
Right, yes.
Why? Correct. Why? Why can't we leave Orlando as the place that we go for whatever?
Vacation? I hear that like if you live somewhere, you don't like enjoy it as much. You like, you know, you get bored of it. Kind of like the people who live by the old city, they don't go to the hotel as much. Because it's just there.
Or like the people who live in Toms River who don't go to Lakewood as much.
Right. Is that such a thing?
I have no idea.
How exactly are they getting food, school, clothing? Exactly.
That's their problem. That's the whole problem with Toms River, is because now they rely on Lakewood for their schools and like...
We'll move there the second... We're talking about Toms River. The second they open up a school in
Toms
River.
What about Orlando? What about the second they open up a school in Orlando?
I will move there now. I don't care about schools.
Right. The point is to get through the winter without moving to Florida, I think.
Yeah. So it's like
you sit there in the winter, you're like, we have to move to Florida. But I think at the end of the day, once you hit like springtime, Pesach here, I think we're good. You know, like it's fine. Like you have your family here, we have friends here, we have our lives here, and why does Orlando or any Florida have to be the place you live now because you went there for in the middle of the winter once and liked it? Maybe we're just secretly like
jealous.
Deep down jealous, and we kind of really want to live there, and we find excuses that
it's
we don't.
True. Like every rant right. is a little, there's a little jealousy there.
Could be. Oh my
you
gosh. Where this is, I feel like I'm in a therapy session here.
And how do you feel about that?
Like, you know, I'm like secretly jealous of Toms River, and I'm secretly jealous of charity campaigns on WhatsApp.
Yes.
Oh, and I'm secretly jealous of people who are into TYH.
Correct. You could start your own TYH, because I don't call it TYH because you're going to get sued.
Right. Well, if you followed me on Twitter, you'll know that I...
Got
tweeted,
sued.
No, that I tweeted about starting a Baruch Hashem campaign and bringing back Baruch Hashem.
That's cute.
Because that is TYH. Like, they just decided, like, oh, we're going to be all cool now and call it TYH. But it's really, we all used to say TYH. We just said Baruch Hashem. Like, how are you, Baruch Hashem? And now you just replace it with TYH to be cool.
I hear that. It's just weird when someone's saying, like, oh my gosh, like, oh, thank you, Hashem, or Baruch Hashem, and they say TYH.
Right.
That's weird. I don't mind. You feel awkward, no?
Don't you feel?
No, the thing is, like, you have more of, like, a feeling towards this. Like, I don't really think about it so much, like, TYH. Like, okay, it's nice, whatever. It does help people, so it's really nice movement and everything. Movement? I don't know.
No, it's something. It's like a movement.
You know, yeah, I guess so. But it bothers me when people are, like, you know, trying to say Baruch Hashem. They're like, oh my gosh, TYH.
Right, it is. It does.
Just say Baruch Hashem. I don't know.
Right, it feels weird.
That's my rant.
No, I hear that. I've thought about that. When people drop it, like, I always feel weird. I feel like a little like...
Or even say thank you.
They're like, oh, TYH. Like, do I have to say TYH now also? Do I have to... Like, is it like a what's it called call? Like, TYH, 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 TYH.
It's like, oh my gosh, LOL, TYH. Like, why?
I don't know. It's interesting. It's you won't get this tweet, but I tweeted...
Why do you assume I won't get this tweet?
I don't know, because I know you. I know you.
Okay, let's see how well you know me.
I'm going to tell my kids his name was Nachamish TYH. Okay, so you didn't get it.
I totally got it.
There's someone, a story of Tana, Mayra, I don't know.
Oh.
Rishai and Achrain.
Yes.
Nachamish Gamzu.
Right.
And every time something bad happened to him, he said, Gamzu L'Taiva.
Right, I remember
because
this.
His rooster died, he said, Gamzu L'Taiva.
Wait, is this on a tape or something?
Probably. And
yes,
he was known as...
Yes, it's on the tape that our son listens to.
It's very possible. I don't know what you've been...
It's the Gamzu L'Taiva song.
Oh. Oh, from the Torah Talks?
Yes!
When you have Gamzu L'Taiva. That guy?
Yes,
okay.
That guy. Okay, yes.
My nose got stuck in a cookie jar.
Continue. Okay. Yes, that one.
So Nachamish Gamzu. So I said, I'm going to rename him for my kids and call him Nachamish TYH.
Right.
Because that's the modern
Oh,
culture.
that is funny. It does help people.
I think you're right though about the Toms River thing. I knock Toms River a lot because, yeah, I think a part of me like wants that house. And I grew up in Flatbush, and it looks nice. These had those houses with those yards and those
Toms River is a
properties.
continuation of Flatbush,
Right. It's the
just with
next.
like m bigger
Right.
lots.
Right. I know. I don't know if I can deal with all the people there and like all that pressure. I mean, I'll be fine. I'll handle it. But I don't really want it. I don't need
I'm
that.
gonna have to start buying you like Gucci belts and Gucci
I can't
shoes
have
and
that. I can't have the
everything.
eyes. That's the
Wait, what are there
problem.
other brand names out there
I
besides
don't do
Gucci?
brand. I don't do brand names. I don't
YSL.
even know what company my shoes are. I don't know. I don't know what sneakers.
Yeah,
Sneakers,
because they're not
sneakers,
a brand
sneakers.
name.
Right, exactly. That's the point. I don't care. I can't have everybody looking at me and judging. And we all do it. We all do it. We see someone else. We're like, what does he do? What do you do? So what do you do? We're not asking to be friendly what they do. We kind of just want to know what kind of money is he making. That's what we're asking. How much do you make? But without asking how much you make, we ask, so what do you do? What do you do these days? Yeah,
I think people should start
you're
just like being straight up.
flipping houses. That's what you're doing, and that's okay.
How
That's
much do
good.
you
That's
make per house?
nice.
Like, what would you
How much do you
say?
make? How
No,
much do you
because
have in your bank right now? How much do you have in your
I'm
bank?
thinking about going into it.
Right. Oh, I've tried that. No, I know someone who does it. Oh, he's doing really good. Are you doing good? Like we can't ask. Like somehow we stop before asking that. But that's what we're all just judging everybody and looking at what they make. And I feel like Tom's River will probably bring me a lot of that mental problems.
Oh,
The I don't
wow. Okay.
psychological problems I meant to, like those issues where I'm everyone's just like, I can't, I need to be doing my own thing. And that's that, you know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying,
Yeah.
and that's why we live where we live.
That's why we live in Clifton, because at the end of the day, we have our own little thing here. We don't have, we don't do too many people. There's really no pressure here. Every single house in our block looks exactly the same. Everyone's got the same cheap leases and cars. Like we're all, I feel like the people who moved to Cliff, at least like this area, like no one's trying to show each other up, and no one cares. No one really cares. And I think that's a good thing.
I think so too.
Anyways, have a good one, everyone. Have a good one, folks.